A group of local citizens just launched a website this week as a part of a protest against a planned electrical substation on North Rogers Street. Earlier today, WFHB News Director Joe Crawford spoke with one of the organizers, and we bring you their conversation for today's WFHB Community Report.
Reporting for WFHB, I'm Joe Crawford. I'm speaking today with Jane Goodman. She is a member of the Maple Heights Neighborhood Association. And that neighborhood, it's actually just north of downtown Bloomington. Technically, it's bordered by 11th Street on the south, and it runs up to 17th Street on the north side. The eastern border of that neighborhood is technically College Avenue, runs west to Maple Street. So, Jane, we're talking today because of a project that's been proposed for the southern end of the Maple Heights neighborhood. Duke Energy wants to build an electric substation at 11th and Rogers Street. It's apparently in response to a lot of new customers in Bloomington that need electricity, or that's what Duke has said. Jane, can you just describe how the neighbors have reacted to the plans so far?
Well, first of all, we found out about the plan very late. We actually found out about it from our city council representative, Chris Sturbaum, who contacted one of our members. Duke held a public meeting on April 26th, I believe, and a number of us went to that, and that was the first that we saw of the plans for this intersection, which apparently has been in the works behind the scenes for a couple of years, I've been told, working with city administration and the property owners of the site. So when we found out about the plans, obviously we were concerned, but our concern is for more than our neighborhood. Obviously, no neighborhood wants to have a substation move in next door, but we understand the need for substations. We understand the growth in Bloomington, and we're not asking that there be no substation. But we are concerned both for the neighborhood and for the city. This is a gateway intersection to the city's future. It's crucial to the development of the trades district. It's going to anchor the northwest expansion of the downtown. It's highly visible. If anyone has seen this intersection, you see it from the upper floors of the Hyatt. It looks straight across the downtown. The entire trades district looks up to this point. It's an intersection that really could anchor the trades district. And instead, it seems like the first act of the new trades district is going to be to put a blight on this intersection. Now, Duke has proposed kind of landscaping. They've proposed a berm in the front corner of it and some evergreens, but those will never hide it. At best, it's a suburban solution to an urban problem.
And so you described it as a blight. Can you talk a little bit more about why neighbors would be concerned about an electric substation?
Well, sure. I would invite anyone to check out some of the ones that are in Bloomington. There's one at 13th and Dunn. There's another one on South Rogers, and there are a number of others. There's one on Smith Road and Grandview area. There are several concerns. One of them is noise. The substations need to be cooled, and to do that with these open-air substations, they use electric fans around them. So you're hearing a constant hum of fans. Duke hasn't proposed any sort of mitigation for the sound or for the neighborhood. They've only proposed a berm on the city-facing side, and then only on the corner. It goes down very quickly. There's also the visual blight of it. It's just not attractive.
What's the organizational effort been like? Are there a lot of neighbors who are concerned about this, or are you still trying to communicate with folks who live in your neighborhood about this project?
Maple Heights neighborhood, with the boundaries that you described, the Neighborhood Association took it upon ourselves to inform our entire neighborhood by door-to-door flyering. We did two separate flyerings, so that the Maple Heights neighbors are informed about it and have been for a couple of weeks. We had a public meeting. We've been in discussions with them. We've been doing a lot of research into how substations are integrated into urban areas because we need substations. We're not denying the need for them. But they can be easily integrated in ways that are disguised. You don't even know it's a substation. So, for instance, we have on our website some examples of substations that are built with facades around them that look exactly like the surrounding architecture. So it could be made to be harmonious with upland. It could borrow some of the features of Bloomington's historic buildings, like the Showers Common or the Railroad Depot buildings. And there are also options of doing what's called a GIS or a gas-insulated substation, which is one-tenth of the footprint of the open-air station that Duke is proposing.
Yeah. Do you know much about what legal recourse you have, what legal ability the city actually has to tell Duke what to do with this property?
First of all, there are alleys on this property that are city-owned that the city has to vacate. One of the steps is the Board of Public Works votes to vacate. They did so at their last meeting. And then it goes to City Council, and City Council actually has the vote on whether to vacate or not. Now, if they vote not to vacate, then that raises an interesting question, because as a public utility, we understand that Duke has eminent domain, in other words, can claim land that they claim that they need. What we're now researching is what they have to do to claim eminent domain. Do they have to have hearings? Do they have to demonstrate certain things? Can they just walk in and take it? What we do know, or what Duke has told us anyway, is that they have actually never used their power of eminent domain. They don't want to, and I think to their credit, they want to work with the city and the public. We'd be asking Duke to take seriously the public and public utility and to really work with the public of Bloomington as we envision together our city's future.
And lastly, has the neighborhood put forward any suggestions for alternative sites? And what about the neighbors of, you know, wherever this thing does end up? Even if it doesn't end up at 11th and Rogers, surely there must be neighbors who will be upset about wherever it ends up.
Yeah, and it really can't be seen as a NIMBY issue. Nobody wants it in their backyard. We don't want it in anyone else's backyard either. But there are places, I mean, there's land out by the highway. You know, if you go out 11th Street, Vernal Pike, that area, there's a lot of undeveloped land out there. I'm not an expert on site selection, so I really can't speak to that. I believe there's some parcels off of 17th Street. One point that Duke has raised is that a substation really needs to be close to the area it serves. But I guess, you know, again, I'm not an expert, but I would wonder about that, because one thing I understand about why they want to build a new substation downtown is that they are expanding their substation on 13th and Dunn, which currently is part of what serves the downtown along with South Rogers. But then they're directing that expansion and then a lot of that power over to the new hospital being built on the bypass, as well as to some of the new buildings built on the Indiana University campus. So a question I have is, that trajectory is a good 2 miles from 13th and Dunn to the hospital. So why do they have to be 50 feet from the Trades District? Can't they be a mile or two away? Can't that still work? If this site wasn't available to them, what site would they use? Surely there would be another one.
I've been speaking with Jane Goodman. She's a member of the Maple Heights Neighborhood Association, and the City Council is actually going to be discussing this issue on June 22nd. That meeting starts at 7:30 p.m. Jane, thanks for talking with us today.
Thank you very much.